Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend Cody Lena, discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Nick, this is bullshit. We can't be Cody Lena and Nick Carey anymore. Not with this. We need our cool boss criminal names. We can't just be our names. That's no anonymity. They're gonna find us so fast, and we're gonna get fined. Especially meat fines, Nick, are not something to fuck around with.
You also need the like what the FBI is gonna like call you.
Oh yeah.
You know, like when they're like when they got a takedown, like it's like, hey, this is I mean, is it too on the nose? And just call me out here.
Okay.
Call me the Don.
I mean, you can have the Don. I'm gonna be Cody, aka the Butterscotch Stallion. Because I want something that goes with the horses, but you know, I'm sweet. I want something.
You
want to
hint
like,
at
yeah.
It feels like you just want to like put it, it was always there in front of everyone's faces the whole time.
Exactly.
Like that we've been processing horses. They're like, oh, that's it was right. He just did
like,
it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you could be Pony Boy. How do you like Pony Boy?
I'm gonna be honest, if I'm running a corporate, I get that there's something to be said about like, oh, isn't it funny that the biggest guy is called Tiny? I get that. I get the humor. I don't feel like I'm going to gain the ultimate level of respect that I need if my nickname is Pony Boy.
That's fair.
What were you said Butterscotch Stallion?
Yeah, that's me, the Butterscotch Stallion. I mean, we could go with like horse names. What if we went like American Pharaoh? That's pretty fucking cool.
That's a pretty good one.
That's
a
horse that won the Kentucky Derby and all that shit. But also, it's saying like, I'm a god. I'm a god king among men. And I saw a horse on the side, you know?
Yeah.
I like that.
It gives them the hint. I do like that. What are other... Because you already took Stallion. That's... Ooh, what if you just called me the Clydesdale?
Okay, I like that because you're big and strong.
Yeah, I'm the big beefy boy.
I like that. You are...
And
a,
I drink
the two,
and
the
I
two
drink
of us,
the beers.
You are the meatiest.
Yeah. So it would make sense. Like, I
you
don't...
You do.
Think...
You love shitty light beer.
Exactly.
It would not be out of character for Nick to just crush a Bud Light.
On like a lot of levels. I feel like people be like, why do they like if you had to ask why do they call him the Clydesdale, and you'd be like, just look at the
I'll
guy.
Call you the Clydesdale if you let me switch to American Pharaoh.
That's fine.
I wanna go back. I wanna be American Pharaoh.
Well, I was gonna see if I was the Dawn if you wanted to be the Dusk.
No, absolutely not. I wanna be American Pharaoh. I don't wanna
that's
be
fine.
Anything
yeah, no,
else.
That's a good
I wanna
one.
Be American Pharaoh.
That's a pretty
yeah.
Solid as far
and
as
and then oh god, we could name all of our people. There's so many cool horse names. Comanche, Red Rum, Seattle Slough. I haven't even thrown in Seabiscuit yet.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to Seabiscuit.
One horse is just named Beautiful Jim Key. That's badass.
G-Y-M Key?
No, J-I-M. Beautiful Jim Key, K-E-Y. Someone saw this horse. This is my horse, Jim, and someone just wept. They saw the horse, wept because of its beauty, and I guess that's beautiful. I guess that's my horse, Beautiful Jim.
And we're going to call him Beautiful then, because he has to be. Look at the reaction he's solicited out of this man. I get it. Don't know where the key comes from, but hey.
Doesn't matter. Last name.
Yeah. Last name.
It's the last name.
There it is. Folks, here we are in the final four of best goons for a criminal organization. And we have the Group A winner, the cleaner, going up against the Group B winner, a right-hand man. And then we have, on the other side of the bracket, the Group C winner, ball guy. And then we have the Group D winner, the putty person. Cody, where do you want to start?
Let's go with ball guy and putty person. Because if you just saw this on its own, you'd think these are the low levels. But these, and they might be, but they're so important.
Well, you need, well... A, as we've discussed already, right? The putty people are what makes the job, making the moves.
Yeah.
They're the ones who are doing everything. Like, we can't even begin to, I'm not getting my hands dirty with this.
Absolutely not. I need the putty people. I need them to carry boxes, commit low-level crimes, maybe steal candy from kids. I need them, Nick.
Die gratuitously in a bloodbath.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's, hey, it's all for the greater good. For me, at least. Like,
you know how cool it's going to be for me and Nick to watch this from our balcony while you fight? It's going to be awesome.
It's going to look great.
I've been thinking about the Fall Guy, though, and I think the problem I have with the Fall Guy, Nick, is are we allowing failure to get into our mindset?
Sure.
Is this not a Sigma mindset? After all, this is a Sigma grindset podcast.
Yes.
We've said that every day.
It has been.
Hundreds of years.
Hundreds and hundreds of episodes of us just telling y'all how to wake up, get this bread, Never stop. Exactly. Never stop grinding. Ever.
Never stop grinding. I don't even sleep anymore because I outsource sleeping. So what I'm trying to say is, if I outsource my fall guy, does that mean I'm outsourcing my losing and I'm still losing and I'm allowing myself to lose? Or should I just not even have one?
Okay. I hear what you're saying, but to your point though, no matter what, we're doing illegal stuff, right? Like, we just are.
Yes, no doubt.
So the fall guy is there just to catch, is to be caught. He's our piece of cheese for the big corporate cat or the big FBI cat. They think that they got it. They go get this cheese. Oh, look at that. Trap. You done.
Done. I agree. We got the fall guy's
very
important.
By the time he's arrested, we're already in Bermuda.
That's
Do you know
true.
What I'm saying? Like, that we need that lead time that the fall guy provides to make sure that it's like, hey, looks like it got too hot. We're going to go. Because I'm going to tell, first things first, and we haven't necessarily talked about this as far as running this criminal enterprise together. The second it gets not even hot, the second it gets warm, I'm calling it. I'm like, hey, we did enough here, didn't we? We did a lot, boys. We sure did. All right.
Dude, I'm the exact opposite of you on that. Like, I'm like, if I'm going to do this, I'm in it for the long haul. I'm even considering like, yeah, we have a fall guy. And if the fall guy gets caught, is my Sigma grind set going to make me have to break him out?
Yeah.
Just to prove that, you know, I don't take L's, dog. I don't take L's.
That's starting to feel like this feels like hubris right here. This is the pride before the fall. If you're going to walk in, great move, by the way. You are the ultimate bad guy walking into the police's office and be like, hey, I need to bail that dude out. And everyone's like, oh shit, is it him then? Like, everyone knows.
No. I'm not saying I bail out the fall guy. I'm saying we fast five this shit. We connect cars to his cell and we drive him down the streets of Miami or wherever fuck that was. We get this boy out of here. I don't care how many lives are lost. I do not take L's.
Question then. Is it taking an L if it goes exactly the way you planned it? If the fall guy gets caught, that's exactly what we wanted. That means lined it up perfectly. Everything points to Josh, right? Everything that we're doing there, that when the FBI was putting together their little breadcrumb trails and they were tying red tape together the whole time, or red string together the whole time, they're like, it seems like everything's running through Josh. Like this company, FCP Meats, is an incredibly well-run organization by two entrepreneurs named Nick and Cody, but all of a sudden it looks like maybe they've got a bad seed, little bad apple in the group, who's intentionally trying to take this down.
I cannot stress how clean Nick and Cody look, but Josh definitely looks like he's working with American Pharoah and the Clydesdale to get some fucking nefarious shit going on.
Exactly. See? So it's if we set it up perfect to
I was just trying to get in that mindset. I was trying to see if I got into late stage crime, how corrupt I was. But at the end of the day, I don't care about these people. I don't care about the fall guy. I don't care about the putty people. I make you sign. Everyone sign in NDAs. Like, I don't.
So then where are you at on this one then? Because I understand that we need putty people. Like, I get that. That these are, that we have to have them, and we're going to need a fair amount of them. But at the end of the day, they are by definition disposable.
Yeah.
So it's like hard for me to like get excited about, is that what you need the most of though, right?
This is what I'm thinking, right? I think I'm leaning towards putty people because at the end of the day, if shit's hitting the fan and I don't have a fall guy, I can get to a non-extradition country. We're rich. We got all this horse money. But if I don't have putty people, if I don't have numbers to show I'm legit, no one's going to take American Pharoah seriously. Mm. Nobody. But nobody even knows about the fall guy. Like, no one should even know I have a fall guy. That's background stuff. This is upfront. This is business. I'm trying to run a business and I need it to look legit. And I need dudes out here getting their ass kicked.
I just need people to get whooped up on.
Yeah.
People who are overconfident and just thought they had it.
I'm just saying, if we could only have one, if we can only have one of these, I want the putty people.
That's fair. You're right. It's, they are, it's, you're going to have them. Like you said, yeah, that gives us enough space. It makes us look good. All right, I'm with you here.
And also, if I want to practice Krav Maga, I got all these guys I can use, you know?
Oh, yeah, you're right. We can beat up our own employees.
We have to. We got to get good at fighting, dude. I cannot be called American Pharaoh and not have some move. I have to have a move.
Right.
And I don't know what that is yet. You're the Clydesdale. You just get to throw hands.
I get to. It's the stomp.
It's the stomp. Yeah.
I do. Like the second they're on the ground, I do that. I just like jump straight down on their chest or their belly. Like one of those. Like that's what everyone knows is like, oh, damn, he stomped his ass.
God,
you know.
I think it's with this American Pharaoh persona. I think I can have a cat.
You could.
Know? Like just in my arms. Just like stroking it and being like, I'm Mr. Evil Man.
Yeah. Here's my. Okay.
That's my move, by the way. I just fucking throw the cat.
Cody, here.
No one's expecting that.
They always think that you're going to set it down so calmly and then start the fight. No. The cat's part of this.
Go,
the cat's
Stu, go.
Trained as well. Here's my problem. If you get a cat as part of your American Pharaoh persona.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's my biggest problem with that is I've seen how you play with Stu, and that is the least terrifying version of you that maybe exists. Because do is like, give me that belly. Come here, my little guy. Come here. Like, he's destroying you, calling you up, biting you. And you're like, oh my gosh, you're so cute. Come here, look at my cat.
So when I'm eating belly, I'm not intimidating. Is that what you're saying?
I don't. It's not. It doesn't come off to me as like, if I were to have to like walk in. If I was like middle management guy, right? Mm-hmm. And I got to come into the office and be like, hey, boss, we got problems in the dock. And you're just like, give me that belly. Give me that belly. What's going on? Like, I'd be like.
I think that's really relatable, though. I think you want to bust that not only.
Why are we trying to be relatable? We're above them. We're the powerful one. Granted, obviously, if you were doing this to. Now, this is where size matters. If this was a tiger.
Okay.
And you were like, give me that belly. Give me that belly. That's a different story.
What if I could genetically modify some sort of chimera sphinx situation?
Yeah, of course. That's great. Of course. Yeah, if you can get a sphinx, get it. Well, wait, no, because sphinx have people's faces, and I don't want that.
I want the lion's head on it. But I want it to also, like, have a tail that's like, I want a chimera. Tail that's a scorpion's tail, eagle wings, lion. Let's go.
Classic. Yeah. All and right, we'll have the money to start investing in that type of, genetics.
I'm already working on it with my small income. I've definitely squired away some for science. So I still got to go putty person, man. I want these men. I need these men.
We got to have these guys. We got to have them here. All right. So we'll move putty people on where they will go up against either the cleaner or your right-hand man. For anyone who didn't listen to Group A, obviously just go back and listen to it. But in case you don't have that kind of time, when we're talking about the cleaner, we're talking about this is the person that you call in who takes care of it. Whatever it is, this is who handles that business for you.
I need somebody dead. Somebody tried to steal my chimera. I need them dead.
Yeah, they're mostly there to kill people.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Maybe they'll do... I would imagine if you're the cleaner, you're also like kind of loosely a con man. So there's probably like, if I need him to like steal something, he's going to do it. It's not going to be eloquent. You know, it's going to be smash and grab style and he's just going to blast his way out. But either way, I get my stuff.
It can be elegant. Think Mike from Breaking Bad. He's the cleaner.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You just give him a mission and it gets done. I don't need to ask questions. Right-hand man is, I think, the same as the cleaner, but business cleaner. I need you to run these TPS reports. I need you to make sure the horse is flowing. Keep the horse flowing. The cleaner doesn't have time to find new farms.
I'm just wondering, in the event that, like, you know how, like, jobs sometimes are like, let's switch roles for a day. Like, so you can get a chance to see, like, what they do when the right-hand man and the cleaner switch jobs. And you're calling on the cleaner and you're like, hey, I do need to get those memos. I do need to get those memos by the end of the day if you can get that done. And then you're going to your right and he's just like, I don't even know. Cleaner doesn't actually know how to use a computer. No, he doesn't use a cell phone. Cell phone,
for
great
sure.
With.
Basic email. Very good.
But this guy's not going to be able to pull up a Microsoft Office template, you know, and like build out the memo for me that I need. You know?
I get the memos and they're just covered in blood. I'm like, dog, I don't.
But then the right-hand man, you're like, hey, I need you to get to Saudi Arabia and I need you to go kill a prince for me to send a message to the to the higher ups that like, we're not fucking around on this shit. These are our horses. And yeah, that's what we're going to do. And it's just like, ah, goo, what?
What?
Oh,
God, I refill the printer a lot. I don't know.
I'm very good at that.
But the problem is, though, like one of us is costing us money and the other is making us money, dude.
You're saying, so the cleaner is costing us money.
The cleaner is pure profit loss. If we're just looking at straight numbers on a spreadsheet.
Sure.
Cleaner's loss. Cleaner's loss, 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 loss. Because he's not cheap. And he
Is it a loss though if he's taking care of our enemies and keeping our business running?
Yes. Long-term goals. He's good for growth, for protection. But I'm talking about just quarterly reports. When we talk to shareholders, he's a red mark on the thing.
Sure. Hey, Cody, this is why I did bring up, don't pay him on the books. I thought I was pretty clear about that.
I'm talking about our illegal books and our illegal shareholders.
Once again, I asked you not to bring our illegal books to shareholder meetings. I was like, I get why we keep illegal books too. I understand the need to like have some accountability. I just don't think we need to show anyone though.
I understand, but I'm just trying to run a profitable business. I love the cleaner. I love this guy. He's funny. He does all the jobs. I get it, but this is rough. I'm just saying, the cleaner's cool as fuck. It is the coolest.
Yeah, there is a very
badass. You get to wear a leather jacket.
So much leather.
Awesome. So much leather.
Motorcycle riding.
Oh fuck yeah, dude. Motorcycle. You have a sword,
like,
maybe?
You speak like three languages.
Minimum.
Easily. You're just rolling up in like the French Riviera, just speaking French, just macking on ladies.
That's gonna be so cool. We have the cleaner and we're negotiating with some guy who's like Russian and we're like, give us all your stuff. And he says some Russian shit. I'm like, I don't know what. And then the cleaner starts saying, like, translating us. And I'm like, oh, fuck, this guy's cool.
Yeah.
This guy rules ass.
Yeah. Oh, man. Is that maybe the problem? The cleaner's almost too cool. I don't need you to be cooler than me in my own company.
He is. The cleaner's always the coolest. There's nothing we can do about that.
Yeah, there's no way around that. That's you're paying for that factor.
Do you think the main villain in John Wick is the coolest person? No.
No. So, but the right-hand man, you're arguing here that this, as we've also kind of described the right-hand man through in Group B, this man is very oriented towards the actual business.
I'm aware
that crime is happening, but is mostly there to make sure that everything from the business side looks good.
Let me hit you with this.
Okay.
Okay. If we don't have the right-hand man, me and you might actually have to work like at this business. We might actually have to like do something.
Might have to do business.
Like, what can you imagine making the schedule for like the meat guys, the delivery drivers? they don't even know it's horse. They're just doing their job.
Yeah. That's the part they never talk about with criminal empires is that first like few years when you're in the startup phase. And you're just making schedules. And you're just like, I thought crime would be way more like guns and bullets and bloodshed. This is a lot of administrative work.
That's the organized part of organized crime that we need to not forget about, dude.
And to your point then, that's the right-hand man, right? This is the guy who is leading us and helping us business-wise, while in the background, we're selling the actual product.
Yeah, but I guess the problem, this is what we have to decide between. Would we actually want to do work, like the boring work? Or when it comes down to it, could you kill a man? Like,
yeah, it's like, because if you're not a cleaner, you got to go handle it yourself.
You got to go handle it yourself,
That's
dude.
Your thing. And it's like, ah.
I hate Excel. You know this. I hate spreadsheets. I do not. As soon as I see them, every fuck I had for the day is gone. It's out of the window.
Out the window, yep. But at the same time, could I look into another man's eyes as he's pleading, telling me about his kids, his family, you know, and all this. And I just got to be like, nah, fam, sorry. I don't care. I don't care if you are a prince, dude. This is to send a message.
I don't want to watch the light leave another living being's eyes if I can help it. You know?
Could you imagine? Just like, you're just so bad. You're like, hey, actually, could you turn around, please? I don't want to. Please, I don't want to see it. I don't want to look.
I think I'm leaning cleaner, man. I think I just need this. I need someone to do the dirty work. I will do the TPS reports for the first few years.
Right. If need be. And we got both of us right there. You know, we can division of labor it a little bit. We can figure out how do we make this thing run. But that's, I feel like when we're at the cleaner level of, like, I feel like that's kind of the benchmark that we're where we need to be, right? Mm-hmm. That now we have enemies. That's important.
Yeah, that's important. Otherwise, you're not legit.
Right, exactly. You're not intimidating anyone if you don't have enemies. So
if your gang doesn't, if you don't have a rival gang, then you're not even a gang. You're just some dudes.
Yeah, exactly. So right away, once we get to that level that we're looking to outsource our biggest crimes, I think that just speaks to, once again, that's a big step up for an organization. Mm-hmm. And that's where I want to see us at, you know?
Yeah.
So I think I got to go cleaner as well.
I think I got to go cleaner as well, dude. I think it's just such a powerful step in the crime ladder, you know, to have one.
Okay. So
between the two of us, we can run some spreadsheets. We can manage.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Well, that's what it's all there for. All right. So now we have the cleaner going up against the putty people. Now, obviously, in a fight, cleaner's going to win. That's his whole shtick.
That's the shtick, yeah.
That's kind of the bag. But here's the thing. Okay, we did talk about this a little bit with Exotic Assassin versus cleaner. Is this person, like, they have to be part of the company, right? But are we like, how do we feel the fact that he's not really day to day? Like, we're not seeing him all the time. He's not in the office much. He's living his own life.
Well, I think we got him doing the dead drop pickups and stuff. Like, he's got weekly jobs that he's got to get done.
Oh, sure.
You know, like, making sure the money's in the right spots and everyone's paying their dues. And, like, if the putty people go to shake somebody, like, we got the putty people to steal DVD players. If we need DVD player combo DVD VCR stolen off a truck and a high-speed chase, that's the putty people.
That's putty people. Yeah.
Because we have a bunch.
Until they move themselves up the organization to become God Kings. Much like in the Fast and the Furious.
Thank you. I knew you'd get that reference. Yes. And then, but the cleaner, he's not going to get his DVD player.
No. Oh, but you're not wasting.
But if the putty people decide, we're going to flip these DVD players ourselves and keep the money, that's where we need a cleaner.
Yeah. Just say, hey, yeah, I like having someone that's offloading all of my guilt. Like, I feel like I just want, like, a life cleaner that I can have go do, like I got some beef with my neighbors. Like, we got beef. People called on my house to the city for some, like, weird ordinance thing that we weren't following. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to go throw. I mean, do I want to go throw rocks in all their windows? Yeah, of course I do. But I can't do that.
Because they'll know it was you. Easy.
Obviously.
Man. Yeah, the cleaner could do it, though.
But the cleaner, I can send the cleaner in.
I think this is actually a good job for the putty people. You got 40. You got 40 dudes on your yard throwing rocks in your house. What are you gonna do, Nick? Right now, a fucking truck shows up outside that says like Gourmet Meats, and then the doors open up, and out of the back comes 40 dudes out of a 16 wheeler, and they just start throwing rocks through your windows. What do you do?
Sends a message.
Sends a message.
Tell you right now.
Sends a message, dude. That's where I'm at right now. Does the cleaner send messages better than the putty person? Or does the cleaner responds to messages, I think. I think that's like a haul the back, you know?
When anyone comes to us, it's like, oh, you made the first mistake by going up against us because now we get to call in the
cleaner. Do you think if we have putty people, we can just bluff and say we have a cleaner?
You're like, look, we've hired, there's so many people in this organization, as you can see.
Exactly.
Of course we would have a putty. Of course we would have a cleaner.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, but that's not one you want to get caught slipping on.
I know, but
because in the event that they have a cleaner.
Nick, this is a startup though. We have to, at some level, we have to fake it till we make it.
Well, right. And I get that. But like I said, once we officially get to the level that we need a cleaner, I just feel like that means we've made it as a company. And this is going to be someone who grows with the company, I feel like, you know, unless he dies, then we'll get a new one, you know?
Yeah.
But got to be the hard part, right? Is the, like, putty people, that's literally any single person off the street. Don't even need to check for a GED.
No offense, listeners, when you send in your resumes, you're probably going to be a putty person.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You all have to start there. It's where everyone starts, right? So it's fine. Whereas, like, the cleaner, how do we audition that? Or, like, how do we interview for that? Because I'll be the first one to say on my resume, are there a few things that are a little exaggerated? Yeah, of course. Yeah. But what if this guy is saying he was Navy SEALs, but actually got kicked out of the Navy after, like, in basic training, right?
Yeah, he didn't make it. Yeah.
So, like, do we have to have them go do a mission first? And then it just feels like we're wantonly killing someone.
And also, it doesn't feel like we're going to be lucky enough that we can hire a cleaner as an inside hire. I feel like this is going to be something we have to outside hire.
Yeah.
I mean, if we get lucky, if you're listening right now and your resume is cleaner worthy, send it.
Send it. MI6.
I think I got a locking cleaner. I think it's where I'm at too, but...
I really thought you were going putty person.
No,
really...
I think we need putty people, but at the end of the day, who's the most important in the organization? Who's the best goon? I think it's the cleaner. The cleaner is your best goon.
Yeah. By that definition of who is the best overall goon to have? Like when you need, once you know you have a cleaner, like this organization is exactly where we need it to be at.
Yeah.
Like what's the best goon?
If we do the math, one cleaner. We'll use a go-go from Kill Bill, right? She's a cleaner. She's this, like, 17-year-old cleaner. One of her is equal to 88 putty people and one bodyguard.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's pretty good numbers.
And not even equal to, better than.
Yes.
Better than that.
Right. So at some point, it's like, now they're not going to be able to do all of the work that the other 88 are doing. All the, like, driving around and the taking, administrating.
I mean, fucking awesome when 89 people roll up on motorcycles to the same bar and take it over? Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Radical. Very radical.
But is it also very cool when the cleaner shows up to the bar and someone's like, hey, you ain't from around these parts, are you, boy? And it's just like, you're Chris, aren't you? Yeah. I figured that's how you'd greet me. And then just, bam! Right there, shuts him down in the bar.
Exactly. Boom. Done.
Sick.
That's why I'm at cleaner. I'm at the cleaner status.
I think so.
It's really hard, though, because I would love some putty people. If I had 88 putty people in my life, the things I would get up to.
The question, once you said the best goon, that really rephrased for me. Who do you need? You need putty people. Like that. We're not disagreeing with that idea.
You need them.
We're not going to start a crime organization and immediately hire a cleaner. Like, that would be ridiculous.
Putty people first.
So it's like, that is the most necessary, but is that the best one? No, our cleaner's the best one. That's our dude. That's our boy.
That's why they are where they are at. I got a locking cleaner. You're right.
I was
trying to find a way to get putty person there because I know it's important.
Yeah, but I just don't think it's the best person in the organization. They're the most needed, but they are not the best. And they would admit that. They're like, man, cleaner walks by you in their leather jacket speaking Somalian for, you're like, whoa. He's like, yeah, I do a lot of diamond mine stuff. And you're like, oh.
Fucking badass.
Okay.
Like, and also, if you have to have a beer with one of them, get a story. You want a putty person story?
No.
If I want a putty person story, I'll talk to Nick.
Right. Yeah, I'm sitting down.
I want some cleaner shit.
I'm with you here. I'm with you. We're going to cleaner.
Yep, you're in.
For the boat. There we go.
Absolutely.
Congratulations to the cleaner. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to about your boys, a few things that you can do. As always, share with a friend, tell a friend wherever you're listening to this. Make sure to hit that like, that follow, that subscribe so we're showing up in your feed. And then also make sure to give us those 5 stars, please.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a 16-team tournament you'd like to see or you want to apply for cleaner, email that to friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout out to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff, head over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard and replace the vowels with sixes. That's going to be it for us, folks. We got a new season coming out on Monday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lehman. See you on the boat.